going to talk about Evicta Complete Cotton and give you about a two-year performance review. We've had a lot happen since the launch of this product in 2006, and we've seen a great adaptation of this new technology. The first things that I like to, is talk about what is a Evicta Complete Pack, and why we keep on talking about it now is Evicta Complete Cotton. And one of the big reasons we're moving to Evicta Complete Cotton and kind of dropping the pack is that we are moving this technology into new crops like corn, soybeans, vegetables. And basically our new terminology for brand will be Evicta Complete and whatever that crop is. And today we are talking about Evicta Complete Cotton. How did it perform in 2006 and 2007? Basically show you the TIMIC data we've gathered over through the researchers in this room as well as independent consultants. Then I'm going to do a little bit of a profile, at least from Syngenta's side of it, of Evicta Complete Cotton versus our competitor product of Aris from Bayer, and look at the active ingredients, the efficacy, as well as application differences. Evicta Complete Cotton is the combination of three different products, three different jugs that the retailers are and seed companies are using to apply Dynasty CST for disease protection, Cruiser for insect protection, and Evicta, the first seed treatment nematicide ever, and basically what completes Evicta Complete Cotton. All of these are applied at these milligrams AI per seed rates, and with these application rates, we will have the most complete pest spectrum early season than any other seed treatments on the market. How does it work? Well, if you have enough moisture to germinate a seed, you have enough moisture to get the Evicta off the seed. And basically, as the roots are developing, they coat the Evicta coats those roots. As nematode comes in contact with it, they die. It only takes a very little amount of abamectin, which is the active ingredient of Evicta, to kill a nematode. I gave a talk yesterday. Today, Evicta Complete Cotton is a combination of those three products I just mentioned in the earlier slide. In 2009, Evicta Complete Cotton will be a combination of two different products. It will be Evicta Duo, which is our nematicide, insecticide, I guess, in-can formulation, and Dynasty CST. Same name to the grower, Evicta Complete Cotton, but we do believe we should have better efficacy, better handling characteristics, and we will have to remove that bag tag language we deal with today. One of the things is clear is that Evicta Complete Cotton or Evicta Complete Treated Seed is very easy for the grower to handle. If I've had gloves on today on the stage, I would have everything I would need to apply Evicta Complete Pack, basically cord and seed hopper, start planting. And the same PPE is associated with Dynasty CST, Cruiser. It's also the same PPE is associated with Aris. A lot less PPE than TIMIC, and definitely a lot more convenient than TIMIC. One thing I think it sets us apart in our competition is that we have one of the best quality assurance programs, bar none. Over 10,000 cottonseed samples are tested each year to make sure the active ingredients are on the seed correctly. That's if you're planting a 3,000 seeds per pound variety or a 7,000 seeds per pound variety, we make sure the right amount of active ingredients on that seed. Through good people, through good machinery, and through good chemistry, we have basically aligned about an accuracy rate of about 98% with our Evicta Complete Pack. So hopefully it's a peace of mind that you can go, if you order a Evicta Complete Pack or Cruiser or Dynasty, that it is on the seed correctly. So how did it perform, Evicta Complete Cotton? Well, basically, as we go forward, Evicta Complete Cotton in 2006 and 2007, one thing we didn't hear is about a lot of problems with getting the plants out of the ground. One reason is because it has an established fungicide, Dynasty CST. But of course, we did hear calls about thrips. We did hear calls about things of that nature. But so we heard it on TIMIC as well. And overall, we think we've compared very similar to that of TIMIC. Yields were very similar to that of TIMIC. And the first year of market share, our market growth in 2006, we were on approximately 2 million acres. And that's, if you ask Cotton Incorporated, that may be over half the nematode acres. And in 2007, even with a 28% reduction in cotton acres, we grew that market share by 10%. A lot of repeat users. So whoever was growing cotton appears to be still using our product. Basically, we didn't have a lot of growers out there that did half TIMIC and half Evicta. And what we try to do is try to understand exactly how we were yielding in real-world situations. So we went to some cotton gins and found out, basically, as lint came in from TIMIC, they recorded that. As lint came in from Evicta fields, they recorded that. And essentially, in this bar chart, basically, you see that Evicta yielded about 1,007 pounds, and Timic yield about 938 pounds. Essentially the same, and you can see the error bars there, basically all of them in about that same range. Another thing I'm proud of is we have worked with everyone in this room on the nematology side quite extensively with our product and how it performs against the standards of Timic, and how would you position this product? And we have all come to the conclusion that Evicta is a non-systemic contact nematicide that in many cases can be used solely by itself, but it does give you that flexibility if you want to use the variable rate systems or the Telon applications or Cydress Timic, Vidate sprays. It does give you that flexibility at planting for using those types of operations. How we position this product is, and this is actually research data from the nematologists in this room, and it's actually 2000-2006 data. I didn't get the 2007 in this one slide. But basically, if you yielded basically the blue bars over on one side, here Evicta Complete Pack out-yielded Timic. Over here in the red, Timic out-yielded Evicta Complete Pack. And there are definitely occasions here, I mean, Timic was definitely the right choice to go in that field. And I would say don't use Evicta there. But there were a lot of occasions where Evicta was the right choice. And more times than not, we believe we're going to yield equal to or greater than Timic at 5 pounds per acre 80% of the time. Now, sometimes when you got these big data sets, you say, well, maybe you're hiding some of your data in there because, you know, from the good and bad. Now, I'm going to show you some data that we collected out 2006, and then the next slide will be 2007. Basically, you see the same thing. Sometimes Evicta wins, sometimes Timic wins, and more times than not, these products look very similar. And it probably looks very similar to some of y'all's data sets that y'all will be showing at this meeting and other conferences. 2007 data, we have a little bit differently put together. Basically, we're looking at lint per acre, and basically looking at the base fungicide versus the Evicta Complete, and the Timic, and basically a combination of what we can call Aries, but Syngenta actually built this combination. And we were significantly, basically had higher yields with the Timic and the Evicta over that of the Aries, as well as the base fungicide itself. And this is actually was done about 90% confidence on the significance. We have seen some nice vigor enhancements with Timic, with Evicta, with Timic. This happens to come out of Brazil. We are launching Evicta Complete Cotton in Brazil in 2008. One of the biggest wins in Evicta is basically having Dynasty CST. Again, having the only seed treatment that has a systemic strobilurin as it. In its product. And they said this gives us basically that activity on post-emergence rhizoctonia even 28 days after planting. And here's some basically some plant stand information with Dynasty CST built into the Evicta Complete Pack. Here you see the black seed, the base fungicide, the Evicta Complete Pack, the Aries formulation with the Trilex Advance, and the base fungicide with the Timic. About a 3,200 plants per acre increase. Cruiser. Market-leading insecticide on the market, basically for thrips, plant bugs, clayhoppers, and aphids. In this data set, at 21 and 28 days, looking at the number of thrips for five plants over 10 trials, we see that the untreated acre, basically pretty high thrips. We do see that the Cruiser, the Evicta, and the Timic do effectively protect against thrips even at 28 days. The Gaucho Grande did fall off. However, when we look at yields, we do see that the Evicta Complete Cotton and the Timic yield very similarly, a little bit better than the Cruiser and the Gaucho Grande in these trials. Now I'm going to spend a little time talking about the differences between Evicta Complete Cotton and that of Aries. The first difference is that we do build in our fungicide. We believe it's very important to have a complete solution going forward in cotton. You don't know if it's going to turn cold in April, March, May, basically we've all come across those situations where the fungicide has definitely proven to be a nice factor. Another thing that we do, we believe that our product is just as good as Timic. Basically, you use Timic, you might as well give Evicta Complete Pack a try. And that's a big difference from Aries. They believe that Timic is their preferred product. It also doesn't have a fungicide, but if you need one, Trilex Advance is their preferred fungicide. Basically, you know, if you look at our data, and you go down and look at Bayer's poster, you go, who do we believe? We see you win every trial in Syngenta's, and Bayer wins every one in theirs. Basically, this is a combination of trials that from the Bob Kamerites, the Gus Lorenz, the cotton agronomist specialists, basically where they got Syngenta to treat Evicta Complete Pack, basically bare to treat areas, same lot, same variety, and did these studies. And basically, 80% of those trials of Victa Complete Pack out yielded that Aries. Now, some of them might have been only about 1 pound, but on average, it was 65 pounds per acre. And obviously, with today's price, that's over $30 a return on the investment. So I think this is a big key going forward. We also saw some nice enhancements in the field and some of these plots that we had with Aries and actually their treated and our treated seed. But one of the keys we do know about is that Avicta Complete Cotton and the active ingredient abamectin is one of the most potent nematicides known to man. Basically, this slide is kind of complicated, but what it tells you is that it only takes a little bit of abamectin to kill a nematode. And you can look at the before and after, and I think Jim started this picture, basically what the effect on the nematode is with abamectin. We have done a lot of work at our Switzerland laboratories, as well as our Leland, Mississippi laboratory with Dr. Lijuan Zing, basically looking at the effect of these active ingredients, thiodicarb, that's the active ingredient nematicide for Aries, and abamectin, which is for Avicta Complete Pack, the effect on the nematode and the concentrations. Basically, the take-home message here is that abamectin is about 470 times more active on root knot nematode than thiodicarb. If you had a chance to look at our poster downstairs, you find it's about 170 times more active on reniform nematode. Pictures sometimes are 1,000 words. Basically, here are abamectin and thiodicarb treated seed or plants 12 days after planting under high nematode, reniform nematode, and low, or basically moderate nematode. What year you see a lot less nematodes within the abamectin, a little bit more in the thiodicarb. Now, is that statistical? Yes, it is. Basically, looking at the number of nematodes, reniform nematodes, in 10 centimeters of root, very laborious study there, we were statistically less nematodes with the abamectin-treated seed, as well as with the less gall severity on root knot nematode. Take it a little closer. One is being able to treat your seed. And this has been something that basically as growers can't decide on what they're going to plant in 2008, our treating window is going to be basically 3 weeks when the people are trying to treat their seed. And one of the things, when we look at the Aries in-can formulation label, we find that they have to put on a lot of active ingredient, 0.375 imidacloprid, 0.375 thiodicarb, which on a 6,000 seed per pound variety, you're looking at 25.6 fluid ounces. There are also some rate limitations associated with this. Using these triple nickel varieties that are at 6,200 seeds per pound or 6,800 seeds per pound, they cannot treat that at that recommended rate of 0.375 for those two compounds. Here's gives you an idea about total slurries, and this is why this is very important, is basically with the Victa Complete Cotton, we see a total slurry of about 31 fluid ounces. This is when you add the fungicide, the water that's needed to be diluted, or some of these value-added products from the distribution chain, about 31 fluid ounces. When you look at the new in-can formulation, you're about 39 fluid ounces. 31 is tacky, 39 is a little bit on the wet side. But the real take-home message is this. A Victa Complete Pack has shown for the past 2 years to be very similar to that in Timic when we look at it side by side. Now, sometimes Timic is the best solution. Stick with it if it's in your field and you believe that that's the case. But I think if you give a Victa Complete Pack a try, you'll find more times than not it will be the solution. And obviously with the convenience of being a seed treatment and the completeness of being having a fungicide, insecticide, nematicide, it'll be a true winner for you. So with that, I'd like to say one thing about the future. We do have a couple other nematicide candidates. We believe it's co-nematicides with the Victa. So new insecticide candidates that will bring in mite protection, extra thrips protection, and a couple fungicides that will bring in some, hopefully some fusarium wilt, as well as black root rot protection. So with that, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.